Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to author and screenwriter and director and magnetism department chair of TBD, Michael Anthony Norton. September 24th, 2023, beautiful morning in Bangor, Maine, getting ready for a 5K walk with the suicide prevention team of awareness. And let me begin this 30-minute podcast with a reading of Rules for United Nations Baseball, if I can see it okay. The light is overcast today, clouds in the sky. Take off my glasses, hold on. Ben Franklin is in the wings, according to the Hamilton Company. Rules for United Nations Baseball. When a visitor team is at bat, the home team will need 6 outs before they're at bat. When the visitor team is on the field, the standard 3 outs are required. When a home team is pitching, the batter may be called out 3 strikes, walk 4 balls, or get a hit or home run within the field of play. A visitor pitcher shall throw 1 pitch per batter, resulting in a strike, out, a ball, walk, or a hit or home run within the field of play. For each home team umpire at a game, there shall be 5 visitor umpires. For the visitor team at bat, the standard white chalk foul lines extending up the first and third base lines apply. When the home team is at bat, 2 black and white checkered foul lines shall extend from the batter box outward, 3 feet left and right of the pitcher's mound, and out toward the outfield, 15 feet left and right of second base, all the way to the home run fence, between center right and center left field. The black and white chalk must meet a 1 square inch specification for the extent of the foul line. Any balls hit outside the checkered lines, of course, shall be deemed foul. Finally, each team is allowed 9 players on the field, with the home team having 1 benched per inning until only the pitcher remains in the 9th. The visitor team may play all 9 for the duration of the game, per standard regulations. Play ball. I have a show called R. Cleopatra. It's Team Hemingway. Hemingway was an author, a veteran, a man, a lover, a husband, a father. I don't know. I didn't do my research. He was a believer in God, spiritual man. Believed he fell out of his body in a war trench and got miraculously back in. We can change our minds. All humans change their minds throughout their lives, whether they use mind-altering drugs or not. We can change our minds and we can hold together. We don't have to commit suicide. But we can come out on days like this and honor and pay our respects for those who've been lost to the critical event criticality of suicide. So I just want to take a walk around, see, get somebody else talk besides me. Wishy side. Anna, would you like to say anything on my podcast about today's event? Why you're here? The microphone's really weak on this phone. Hold on.
This is Anna, and I'm here at the Out of the Darkness Walk in Bangor, Maine, and I'm happy to be here volunteering to help out.
Anna, who do you work for?
I work for Sodexo.
Sodexo, she's providing high protein energy food and drink before the walk. Thanks, Anna. Good morning, rafflers. What do we have on the top raffle prize? Gift cards,
Sea Dog Brewing Company, Governor's Restaurant Bakery, and Gift Basket. That's cool. Then we have stars over here. You can write your name on a star, put it in the basket for a suicide victim you might know or have known. American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I was looking for the MIT tables. I didn't find any. I found one from the University of Maine, though. Student Crisis Communicators. And the Vet Center. See if we can get the Vet Center, guys. Hello, Vet Center. I'm in the middle of a live podcast right now. Yes, how are you? Good morning. What's your name?
My name, Rich Pelletier.
Rich, nice to meet you. Tell us why you're here, about today, who you're representing.
Yeah, so I'm here with the Vet Centers, and we represent counseling services for the VA, and we're here to help veterans get connected either with counseling services or whatever things we might connect them with in VA services.
Right. Thank you very much. I'm with Team Hemingway. I'm an author. Not a veteran unless we get into, like, intelligentsia, disambiguity. Yeah. But, did you serve?
I did, yeah. I'm an Army retired officer.
Nice. Thank you very much for your service. Have a good day. Hello. Northern Light Health. I'm in the middle of a live podcast. Do you want to say anything about today's event? All right. Well, thank you for being here. I think I'll get some chapstick. Thank you. Come on down and join us. Anyone who's listening. Everyone who's listening. I'm repeating what Northern Light Lady said. They had a funny camera set up here yesterday. It was kind of cool. I call it the yo-yo cam because they had a track, like a dolly in a circle, with a, it looked like an iPad tablet on it. And they had the guests at the Recovery Palooza stand in the middle of it on the stage and swung the camera around for about 12 to 25 seconds. The person on the stage could do whatever they want. Funny. Yo-yo cam. And, of course, they can text it right to your phone. So you can have it and share it on your social media network. And they stamp it with Northern Light, which is amazing. Well, I have refrained from publishing it myself. They have a placard over here, "What's Your Color?" Losing someone to suicide or struggling with a mental illness can feel like no one understands what you're going through. Each color shows our personal connection to the cause and helps us identify others who understand our experience. Now, before I read the colors, I just wanted to say, as a director of Department of Magnetism, magnetism has no color. The chemistry teachers in our world have analogously lost all color in their face with a grade from me of 40% in performance levels. In today's world, I think they're performing at 40%, which is terrible, because if you walk in and pay for that class as a student and get an A or a B, it doesn't matter, you're still failing anyway. Here are the colors. Suicide struggling with mental illness. White, loss of a child. Red, loss of a spouse or partner. Gold, loss of a parent. Silver, loss of a first responder or military. Blue, supporting suicide prevention. Teal, supporting someone who struggles or has attempted. Green, a personal struggle or attempt. Orange, loss of a sibling. Purple, loss of a relative or friend. Indigo, you voted for George W. Bush. How did that get in there? That's the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Of course, they don't have indigo on there. Teal and blue, that's pretty close. ASSP.org. That's A as in Felicia, F as in Fidel, S as in silver, P as in performance.org. What's your color? And then they have a bunch of beads, like Mardi Gras colors. I'll have to think about this. I played Plinko yesterday. They should have a Plinko table here. Just pick. Well, we could start with Lost Child, the Borson. Then red, loss of a spouse or partner. Then gold, loss of a parent. Well, the child's aborted, it doesn't have a sibling, so that's orange, loss of a sibling. Loss of a relative or friend is purple. Then there's probably, should be a gain of a first responder or military color. Right, I'm going to go stretch and get ready for the walk. Hey, support Ara Cleopatra. 23 numbers. One number covers the horrific topic of suicide. It's like Elton John sang Candle in the Wind, Your Life Was Like, for Diana. Lost her life with her lover in 1997 on August 26th. That was eight years before Hurricane Katrina hit landfall on the United States of America.